Well, it's been a stimulating couple of weeks here leading up to our new show, and I figured the least I could do is line up a qualified therapy dog so all of our stressed-out staff could pet the puppy dog and start bringing all of our collective blood pressure back to planet Earth here this week leading up. So Patty, the Black Lab, has joined us in the Current State studio this morning, along with her close friends from Ionia County, Jeannie Wernette, who's in charge of crime victims services in the county, and Ionia County Prosecutor Ron Schaefer. Welcome to Current State, and thanks for coming in all the way from Ionia County this morning.
Thank you.
Jeannie, explain what Patty's job is, please.
Patty's job is to work with our child victims of crime, and when they come into us, she helps to kind of set a different mood, so to speak.
I can imagine.
They come into an environment that's a little foreign to them. They're afraid. They have to talk about things they don't want to have to talk about. And she changes the dynamic of their experience with us.
She's good at her job?
She's very good at her job. Without even knowing it.
Can you give us an account of a little kid that Patty's worked with that illustrates why this is such a good idea? I know she's pretty new. She's new on the job, right?
She is, since August.
August, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, we have recently had a little boy, 8 years old, very uncomfortable with the concept of having to talk about what he had to talk about, was not able to do it. However, he would lay on the floor with Patty and just was able to find a comfort zone with her when the prosecutor asked him in an interview to explain what had happened to him. He couldn't tell her, but he could tell Patty. And so he lifted up her ear, and he just talked into her ear.
Oh, my word.
For several minutes, he continued to talk. She couldn't hear what he was saying. But finally, she said, she kind of leaned down to him, and she said, "How's it going?" And he said, "Good, we're just about done." And so he was able to say the things that he couldn't say to a person, to her, because I believe that, you know, the children understand that the dog is a not judging them, not... there to make any assessments, just there to listen.
That is amazing. And you witnessed this, Ron? I mean, you were there for this or not?
No, this was one of my assistants, but I immediately heard about the story. And frankly, that's exactly what we were hoping for when we decided to get into this program.
Sure.
We heard about it, and it's been absolutely fabulous for us.
Is Patty an AFSCME member?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. I think you could save some serious, you know, the budget director is going to come to you and say, "Is there any way we can train Patty to drive a snowplow?" You know, eventually,
nice.
it would do wonders for the legacy costs in Ionia County out there. But does a dog with a role like this require any special training, or is she just being herself?
Patty came to us from Leader Dogs from the Blind in Rochester Hills. So she was actually trained and graduated their program and was in service to a blind person. For a variety of reasons, she came back to them, and they re-suited her to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so her training is very thorough, the best you can get through Leader Dogs. But essentially the skills that she has that we use are basic commands, but her real magic is worked in just being her.
And Ron Schaefer, was this your call ultimately as county prosecutor to give the green light or to say thumbs down on this?
It was, and Jeannie brought the concept to me some time ago. We've been talking about it almost since she was hired about a year and a half ago now. And then we also consulted with our county board of commissioners. I let them know that we were going to bring this dog in. And there's no cost to the county other than they pay for insurance. Along with our other dogs. We have some dogs in the sheriff's department. But other than that, Jeannie takes care of the dog and pays for all the dog's expenses.
I'm wondering if there are counties where there are, regrettably, more kids who end up having to testify in court that really ought to be looking at this program. Do you know about that?
Well, we know that our program is the second one in the state where a dog is attached to the prosecutor's office. Oakland County also has a program. It's not attached to the prosecutor's office. But you're absolutely correct. I think this is just the beginning of what I believe is going to be a trend, because it as Jeannie mentioned, it is so effective, and it completely changes the dynamics, the tones of the situation when kids come in and have to tell us things that are very uncomfortable for them. And often we have to ask some questions in excruciating detail.
Oh, yeah.
And so the dog totally changes the dynamic of the situation. And as a prosecutor, we should do whatever we can to make the system easier for the victims of crime.
Oh, it helps everybody.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It's nowhere near as traumatic for the kid. The whatever the kid says, the testimony might be more reliable. I mean, in some cases, I imagine you may not get testimony out of a young person at all, which is kind of what you said a few minutes ago.
Right. That's correct.
The reliability is an interesting point. You know, in Michigan, there's statutes that allow for support persons for young child victims. And we don't have a lot of case law out there dealing with dogs yet, but it's an interesting point because right now a support person can be mom, it can be dad, it can be an aunt or an uncle. When we segue into using the dog as a support person, one of the interesting things is we remove all human ability to influence that child's testimony.
Yeah.
So you know, a pat on the back, a blink of the eye, a squeeze of the hand, all that's eliminated when we use the dog as a support person as opposed to a human being.
Right. So right now, the support person can't be anything with paws.
It can. It can. We just don't have any higher appellate opinions that say one way or the other.
Okay. Are either of you dog owners?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
You are?
Yes.
It's pretty extraordinary what happens, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Ron, what about you?
We always have been. We lost our dogs a few years ago, and we intend to start again.
Okay. Well, Jeannie Wernette and Prosecutor Ron Schaefer of the Ionia County Courts, many thanks for coming in. Patty is just short enough that she's been hiding underneath the console here in the studio, so I haven't been able to. You can't get her to woof or anything, can you?
No, she makes no noises
at all. When you have dogs on radio, that's what you're supposed to do, yeah. So I had to ask.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jeannie Wernette, who runs the Crime Victim Services program in Ionia County, along with County Prosecutor Ron Schaefer. Many thanks for coming in with Patty. It was a lot of fun.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure.